From beach towels to tea towels, and from mugs to water bottles, the TNT Shop has it all. Browse our shop now at tntradio.live. TNT Radio wants to hear from you. Call Rick Munn and Nicola Charles now. From the U.S. and Canada, call 1-888-201-6425. From the U.K., call 033-0024-1026. And from Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-310. Free speech is alive and well on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Yes, this is the good ship, TNT, and we are currently navigating the very turbulent waters of life here. I have just jumped into the, well, not the captain's chair. I suppose I'm co-piloting the ship here right now with Nicola Charles. Nicola, how's the journey been so far this morning?
It's been good, actually. Yeah, some amazing guests on TNT, some wonderful chats. I'm a very happy bunny. And it's Friday, of course, Rick. How are you?
I'm okay. I was trying to up my professionalism this morning. I logged in like 2 minutes in advance instead of my normal 60 seconds in advance. But then I realized I had no phone charger, so I had to go scrambling looking for it. So when I came back, literally, I've just sat down and bang, Marie says, here we go. So here we go, indeed.
And sound like one of my teenagers.
Let me tell you, to be a teenager again, eh? Back then you thought, you know, life was tough and it was for some people, but the struggles of life. And as you get older, you would like to think you would be assisted in your journey by the powers that be. But no, they've got one foot on our neck and the other one is kicking us in another part of the anatomy. But what can we do? We've got to just deal with things day by day. Isn't that a good strategy? One day at a time.
It is. And I'm quite enjoying like the fluffy senior moments, you know, where you walk into a room and you forget why you were there and you pick up your phone and you forget what you wanted your phone for. Oh, is that just me, Rick?
No, it's not just you. Truly, I've got, I think I've got getting brain fog. They say Alzheimer's runs in my family. Well, my grandfather had it, and they say it skips a generation. So my dad will bypass it, although he's going a bit funny at the minute too. So it's probably going to happen to me. I don't know.
We can't lose you, Rick.
Well, here's the thing. If
the world needs you, quite literally.
Do you know what? I don't think it does. Some people say they do, and other people couldn't wait to see the back of me quick enough. But listen, I've reached that point. You're talking about getting older. I've actually genuinely reached the point in my life where I just don't care anymore what people think about me, say about me, or attempt to do to me. And I do think that does come with age. Because when you're a little bit younger, maybe you're concerned about how you appear to other people, sound to other people, how you come across to other people. And that's no bad thing. But I've got to the point, genuinely, I just don't care anymore. So I'll be myself yourself.
That's called the age of contentment. I don't even care if I get fat anymore. And I used to be a swimwear model.
Well, I used to be a swimwear model too, and I obviously don't care that I'm getting fat because I'm cradling my belly in my hands right now and rocking backwards and forwards going, oh man, no, I need to get back into shape again. I'm going to make a pledge. I'm going to get fit and healthy again in 2023. It has to be done. Otherwise, I don't know.
It doesn't
I don't know.
Hurt.
But anyway. Listeners, you lovely people out there, we're going to be opening our phone lines, or the phone lines are open, but you can't get through until about 15:15 when we'll be connecting with people should they feel led to join in with the chat that's ongoing here. And also we have a website, which is tntradio.live. You can go on our live chat. You can check out our What's On calendar. You can order yourself clothes. You can see who's on when. And if you really feel like it and you've missed a guest or you have missed a favorite presenter or presenters, we have a full back catalogue. There are a back catalogue of everything that we've recorded pretty much since day one. You're free to avail of that and check back and see what's been said over the last few weeks, months, and even, dare I say it, the last year. So those things are all there for the taking on our website. So I think what we'll do is we'll pause and we'll allow Darren to compose himself, although he's always composed. He is a consummate professional,
Very entertaining, unlike me.
I'm aspiring to be more like him. He's disciplined and dedicated. He's up earlier than I am, and he's certainly got his proverbial you-know-what together better than me. So we're going to pause, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk to the legend that is Darren of Plymouth here on TNT Radio. Don't go away.
Real political talk.
Party politics is killing our government.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Okay, things are getting serious over in Mother Russia. Putin has issued a warning to the West. At Stalingrad event, the Russian president has promised a reaction that goes beyond armored vehicles. Darren, the old doomsday clock, the proverbial doomsday clock, they said they've moved it from 2 minutes to midnight to 90 seconds to midnight. Do you think it'll shuffle up to a minute to go by the end of this year? What's going on in Russia?
I think if the experts who are in charge of that clock at the Atomic Energy Authority or whoever it is that's responsible for it, I expect they're going to move it. Yesterday was the 80th anniversary of the Battle of Stalingrad. Battle of Stalingrad was the deadliest battle of World War II. In fact, it was the deadliest battle recorded in human history. 2 million people died, and it was the turning point of the Second World War, in which the Russians actually defeated the Nazis. It wasn't us. Russian President Vladimir Putin has hit out at the looming deliveries of Western-made tanks to Ukraine, warning that Moscow's response to the threat will span far beyond armored vehicles. And those who are listening to me right now, I think he means it. The Russian leader made the comments during a ceremony to mark the 80th anniversary of the victory at the Battle of Stalingrad now called Volgograd. His statement was, "Unbelievable, but true. We are once threatened with German Leopard tanks with crosses on their hull, and once again seeking to battle Russia in Ukraine, and with the help of Hitler's followers, the Banderites. Those seeking to defeat Russia on the battlefield apparently do not realize that a modern war of Russia would be entirely different for them. We're not sending our tanks to their borders, yet we have something to respond with, and it would not be limited to our armor use only. Everyone must realize that. Russia have just mobilized another 200,000 troops. There are rumors that they are planning to get this. These rumors come out of Ukraine. And Ukraine authorities that Russia may be planning to attack on the anniversary of the invasion on the 24th of February. The UK, Germany, US, Poland were all sending armored vehicles. There's been an amount of 112 armored vehicles sent. Some of these are the Leopard tanks, which are very useful in the conditions in Ukraine. The Americans have sent 31 Abrams tanks. They're just gas guzzlers that are going to get blown up. The situation is quite serious. Anyone who thinks this is all still propaganda, it may well be. But I would take this propaganda with a pinch of salt now, because I think Putin is running out of patience. He's amassed a very large force, fighting force, with infantrymen. And it's quite likely, because the Donbass is still getting shelled, but we're not hearing about it in our news, that he is going to start pushing the Ukrainians away from the eastern region of Russia to protect the Russian people there, because they are now Russians. They voted to be part of Russia. And he wants to move Ukraine forces out of the way so they can no longer strike that region. They'll be too far away for their artillery. So what are we going to do? Send them longer range weapons, Rick. Nicola.
Yeah, and Zelensky's begging for F-16s. He's talking about preemptive nuclear strikes now as well. And who knows if it is all huff, puff and blow? It could well be. Or interestingly, all right, this is coming up to the anniversary of Stalingrad, And what you said there, Darren, was for the Russians to see German tanks with the old Iron Cross on there potentially rolling towards their troops. Let's just say it could trigger something. You know the way maybe you've had a bad experience of something in your life, and you could be walking down the street and you could see something, or a smell could trigger you to a bad experience. It could be a very
Chinese
volatile a Chinese takeaway. Yeah. For me, actually, it's whiskey. I didn't start drinking until I was a bit later on in life. And the first thing I ever started drinking was pure Irish whiskey, and it tasted horrific. It smelt disgusting, and I had a really bad experience on it one night. I thought I was going to vomit myself to death, and to this day, the smell of whiskey automatically makes me go.
That's good.
Even if I'm not drinking it. But what's that got to do with Russia, you might be asking? Well, it could be the same vomit-inducing reflex that Putin feels when he sees the leopards rolling towards eastern Ukraine and his people now, because, as you've said, there was a referendum and they're now Russians. So, Darren, you can poke. It's like this. You and I are both, and Nicola too, and Murray, we're tolerant people, we're mature people, we're adult people, and you can poke at us and you can aggravate us and intimidate us. We can take it with a pinch of salt, maybe turn the other cheek, but we could have a bad day, and you could poke and say the wrong thing at the wrong time, and boom, there's a volatile response. This could be I think it's antagonism towards Putin. That's all I think.
This is like a disaster movie waiting to happen. This is like, you know, that War Games movie. I know that was a computer thingy simulation, but, you know, you keep pushing and keep pushing. And the thing is, just culturally as well, Russia and Russians, they're a very proud people. They're a bit like Greeks. You know, there's certain things that they won't tolerate. And of course, here in the West, we've got no morals, no principles, no ethics. Mm-hmm. We will slander people in the press. We will say whatever we like about anyone. And, you know, he simply won't tolerate that. And look, as you say, he defeated the Nazis before. And if he feels that's what's coming after him again, and let's face it, these member states and the World Economic Forum, they certainly do feel like, you know, the Fourth Reich. If he feels like, you know, these little war games are over and it's time to get serious and for you people to leave Russia alone once and for all, then considering the, you know, the geographic location and closeness of Russia to both America and Western Europe, I think they should start listening to this guy, don't you?
Yeah, it's coming to a head. Everything ultimately, it's not going to be resolved. This isn't going to be resolved peacefully, I don't think, at least not in the short term. And all it takes is one move. And then, of course, then you're into a position whereby, well, if they did that, I can't be seen to be weak. I have to retaliate stronger. And in fact, Putin has kind of escalated this with his rhetoric by saying, I'm going to respond and it won't be with armored vehicles. Okay, so you can read into that whatever you like. Last year, Zelensky was pushing for a no-fly zone to be imposed over Ukraine, that any Russian planes there could be shot down. He's been banging the war drum since day one. And the first casualty in this conflict, I've said this a million times, was diplomacy. That was the first thing to be killed. Mm-hmm. There was no sit-downs. There were no talks.
But it won't be a plane.
It won't be a plane.
It won't even see it.
So, we'll see what happens. If you're listening, you have a view on this or you have an opinion on this, feel free to give us a call. We're about to open our lines and anyone that feels moved to is free to connect with us and give their opinion. Darren, thank you very, very much for that.
Thanks, Darren.
Provocative.
See you tomorrow, guys. See you Monday. Have a good weekend.
Hopefully you'll see me in an hour. Don't give me the
stress. I'll see you in an hour. Yeah,
that's all right. It's all good. Don't scare me like that. It felt like Putin there when he saw a leopard tank rolling towards the Kremlin. But anyway, thanks, Darren. Much appreciated. And we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Trish Wood on TNT Radio.
Doctors at Duke University, where Yulia has been awaiting a kidney transplant, have told her parents they will not give her a new kidney unless she is vaccinated against COVID, even though Yulia has already had and recovered from COVID. What's interesting about this story is that Chrissy Hicks, she had some audio of the doctors explaining why they would not give Yulia the kidney transplant she so needs. And what was interesting about it was the absolute lack of empathy and humanity in the voice of those doctors. And it's something that I've come to fully have taken on board during COVID, that medicine now seems to be kind of medicine practiced by guidelines and rules, right? It's not directed at the individual patient. It's practiced by guidelines and rules. I don't understand how people so committed, or allegedly so committed, to saving and nurturing human life could make a decision like this and tolerate a policy like this.
Trish Wood on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
public school is the instituted agency of socialism throughout every community.
The U.S. government has no authority to have any role in education.
We're going to lose our very republic if we don't stop this indoctrination of children in government schools.
What happened to us in China can't happen here.
Have one kind of education and then call it equity.
It's about outcomes. It's about trying to force us all to be equal.
I think we're going to have a race civil war on our hands.
We are exposing kids to pornography as early as kindergarten. Parents just don't know.
No, not anymore. Not anymore. Parents need to wake up. They don't have the interests of your child at heart.
Truth and Lies in American Education at SalemNow.com.
TNT Radio wants to hear from you. Call Rick Mann and Nicola Charles now. From the U.S. and Canada, call 1-888-201-6425. From the U.K., call 033-0024-1026. And from Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-310. Free speech is alive and well on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Yep, the lines are open and the chat is buzzing as always. It's always good to see people inhabiting on our chat at this time of the day. Just a shout out to Skippy. Holly is back again. She's been away all week. Hiya, Holly. Yes, indeed. She's been listening but not participating. She's been painting furiously and decorating furiously, I think. Brooksy's in there. Anto's in there. Flat Earth Weed's in there. Tanya is in there. And by the way, I haven't seen that name before. Tanya, I think I saw it popping up yesterday. So welcome to you onto our chat. Mazzy, of course, is on there, and several other people. Flat Earth Weed is on there as well. A lot of people on there, actually. So, yes, it's nice to gather around the altar.
Thanks,
of TNT
the
this
altar.
Morning. This
oh my
is our little, like a little church here that we've got going on. But anyway, don't start me preaching. You don't want that.
Oh, I'm going to preach in a minute. Something's ticked me off.
Well, you preach, and I'm going to sit back in the pew, and I'm going to listen to you in the pulpit, and you just
fire away. The law according to Charles. Actually, you really ticked me off this morning before I'd had my second coffee when you sent me this story. It was one of those spit your coffee out moments. This really fires me up. So while we're also worrying about thermonuclear war, I am really ticked off as someone who likes a wood open fire that log burner rule changes are happening in England, and you could get a £300 fine because your smoke goes out the chimney. First of all, rules. That means cult. Get lost. Be quiet. We'll have an open fire. It's as old and ancient as time. How dare you? And what are you talking about? Smoke going out of a chimney? Smoke makes plants grow. What are the ash? You use ash as fertilizer on plants. So I don't know what's going on. These people are nuts. They've gone quite mad. And how dare they attack a natural open fire? Why? Because you're not jacked into their electricity where they can monitor you and turn it off if they feel like it via a smart meter. It made me angry, Rick. How do you feel about it?
Well, I'm a little bit aggrieved too. We have an open fire here in the house that we're in. Haven't lit it for a while. Haven't really needed to light it for a while. But we do have a big coal bunker out the back, and there's coal in it, which is good because it's a good fallback in case the oil goes down or in case the electricity goes off. So yes, they're effectively going to have the chimney police roaming around England if they have their way. Log burner rules change in England could land users with £300 fines. And here's the thing, when you dig into this, they're actually going to monitor the output of smoke or the output of emissions. They're not saying don't use it all together. They're saying we'll want to drop it. And let me just check the article here. Yeah, a tightening of emissions has reduced the amount of smoke new stoves can emit per hour from 5 grams. How do you measure? How the hell?
I don't know.
Do you
gathered it in a net.
5 grams. What are you going to do? Is there going to be a guy on your roof with a big plastic box, and he's going to catch all the smoke and then carry it to a weighing mechanism and say you've emitted 5 grams today, Rick? You should have only emitted 3 grams of smoke. Like, I don't see how this can be policed. It's just another aggravation. And I was thinking about this morning as I was trying to prepare for this show. I try and think about what lines of thought I want to follow. And Nicola, do you not find the vast majority of things over the last year, even the year, that are being released to us, elicit this extreme annoyance that you have exhibited on this, and know, and it's winding me up thinking about it. It's ludicrous. It's daft. It's annoying. Is it not? Is it not just another way, but to wear us down just a little bit, just to poke at us just a little bit, to get us aggravated, to get us thinking about this 5 grams of smoke, 3 grams of smoke, 300 pound fines. It's to aggravate us, and we're kind of falling into the trap, but at the same time, we need to talk about it and maybe just get it off our chests and move past the issue. But it's out there, and if they could implement this, I think they would do it. I think they would do it.
Well, it's interesting language, get it off your chest. I'm sure they wish I have myocarditis and I might just keel over at the shock of the fact I can't have open fire. But Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said the new measures were part of a government drive to leave the environment in a better state than we found it. Then rip out your surveillance state and take out all the wires and stop chemtrailing us. Topher Field in the last hour said he didn't believe in chemtrails. Well, we were chemtrailed in southeast Melbourne today and my allergies flared up. Not only that, it blocked out the sun. So we had a rubbish spring and now we're having a rubbish summer, and not any of my tomato plants have yielded not one tomato. Something is going on. It's all deliberate. Yes, part of this is, you know, propaganda to stress us out and freak us out. And they just seem to funnel us. They want to funnel us into a world that is completely and utterly unbearable. They've done this because they know, because I said when I was a guest on Locked and Loaded, rip out those gas fires, open up your chimney, you know, don't rely on these energy companies. They know that, like you, people will use this as a last resort when it's cold, and they don't want you to. They want to make you concerned that, oh gosh, you know, we can't even use that now. It's absolutely appalling. These people are not fit for purpose. They shouldn't be in power. I've had enough of it. And it's a BBC. This is a BBC article. My goodness. Yeah. They've turned into Satan. What's going on?
Well, they have. And it's funded by the licensed payers, of course, is the BBC. And this business as well about burning things, it's becoming bad for the environment. It's going to kill us all off. In Ireland, there's a move towards you have to buy exclusively smokeless coal or low smoke coal, and they've banned burning peat. And Ireland forever has been digging peat and burning peat and turf. Now it's being exported out to Japan. The Irish people are being fined if they're caught selling it wholesale, and it's being exported out to Japan. It's just another trigger mechanism to wind us up. And the whole business too about the chemtrails versus contrails. Listen, if you have seen the footage coming, I don't care if you're the biggest skeptic of chemtrails out there.
Yeah.
There are scenes literally everywhere where the skies are being crisscrossed. And I'm not talking like an Exiosis board, you know, with its two lines one way and two lines. I'm talking about it's blanketed. Now, there are contrails. You can see them because they disappear quickly whenever the airplanes are flying overhead. But please, Nicola, I don't get how people can look at those grids that are being formed above us, then resulting in the skies, and say that they don't exist. Exactly what's in them, exactly what the end result's going to be, I can't put my hand on my heart and say, but it cuts out the sunlight. No doubt there's something toxic in whatever it is that they're spraying, because they don't spray us with things that are good for us, do they? Or am I missing something here? What have you ever been sprayed with by the government or given by the government that's actually supposed to increase your health or make you a better person?
Nothing.
I can't
spray some orange juice. We never even saw so much as a photograph of an orange juice during the pandemic, or an orange even. And they certainly didn't encourage anyone to grow fruits and veggies. But it puts something into our lungs. I'm sure it does something to our immune system. You know, I really don't care. You know, it's almost like we're cockroaches. They're doing everything they can to try and get rid of us. It's just awful. And I just really don't appreciate this being funneled into this ridiculous position. They're saying that 1.5 million homes use wood for fuel across the UK. Well, 1.5 million, that's a very small number. And then they go on to say, by comparison, only 16% comes from industrial combustion. What a load of rubbish. Have you seen those chimneys? You know, if you're a pharmaceutical company or a chemicals company, you can chuff and guff as much of that rubbish into the air as you want. Even hospitals we see here in Australia, from hospital incinerators, and I think we all know what's going on there. You know, the stuff that comes out of their chimneys chimney, it doesn't disappear like, you know, something out of the back of an airplane that's just, you know, leaving its mist or whatever because it's flying over, not a chemtrail, the other one. It stays there for a very long time. It hovers above towns and villages. It's absolutely disgusting. I just don't know if we're ever going to get to a point where they're not going to stop doing this. We're just one giant petri dish, aren't we? We're just an experiment at this point, Rick.
We are. We're little bacteria on the petri dish of life. Yeah, but you know what, Pete? The bacteria can grow and multiply and overrun the petri dish, and I think that's what they're not factoring into the equation. We can become very virulent and very dangerous and very nasty indeed if we're allowed to fester and grow, and that's effectively what's happening. So I think what we'll do is we'll take a little break. It's the half-hour mark already. We'll have some news, and when we come back, plenty more to talk about here, and the lines are open should you feel led to. You can join in the chat. It's entirely up to you here on TNT Radio.
Now, where trusted newscasters deliver the day's news at the same reliable time. TNT Radio News.
That sounds awesome.
Matt Boylan here with your TNT headlines. It's been revealed Brexit has come at a massive cost to Britain, with the UK economy having lost almost $300 billion since splitting from the EU in 2020. The Pentagon says it's tracking a Chinese spy balloon that's drifting across America, and North Korea has promised a tit-for-tat response to any security threats, be it from its southern neighbour or Washington, including resorting to using its nuclear force.
Our lines are now open. Call Nicola Charles and Rick Munn now. From the U.S. and Canada, call 1-888-201-6425. From the U.K., call 033-0024-1026. And from Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-310. Free speech is alive and well on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Okay, here's another story that seems to be developing and getting a set of legs over the course of the week. A weird one, but another one that's indicative of the way we're going as a society, should the government get the way. So Tom Jones, I'm sure you know Tom Jones, the old crooner from Wales, the old Welsh crooner. Okay, so he has a song called Delilah, which is probably the last really massive hit that he had, and that was about 75 years ago. But anyway, Tom Jones' Delilah is banned for choirs at Principality Stadium in Wales. So I don't know if you know the background of this one or not, you listeners, especially if you're from outside of the UK, but choirs performing at international rugby matches at the Principality Stadium in Wales have been banned from singing the Tom Jones classic Delilah. The song has caused controversy, with lyrics depicting the murder of a woman by her generous partner.
Jealous.
No, her jealous partner.
No, generous is fine.
He wasn't generous. He was jealous. He was generous with the balance, but he was a jealous type. So this has caused a lot of kickback, as you can imagine. Now, check this out. The chief constable. Let me see where he's from. Chief Constable Dr. Richard Lewis from Wales, this is a constable of police, has said there has been a lot of misplaced criticism of the decision to stop singing Delilah. The song depicts the murder of a woman by a jealous partner. And then he goes on to say, for context, approximately two women a week are murdered by a partner or an ex-partner. It's time to sing something else. So we have a police constable, chief constable, saying that Tom Jones' ancient hit Delilah, that's been sang at rugby matches for decades upon decades in Wales, is somehow contributing to the murder rate of women in Wales. What do you make of this? Is there a connection, do you think? Is
there a connection? Yeah, there's a connection. It's happening everywhere. So apparently they recently had to change the words inside the Australian national anthem because part of that said, we are young and free. And people who said, there were lots of people who started an organisation to say that it was sort of offensive to say Australia was a young country because obviously the Aboriginals, the Indigenous Indigenous people, First Nations, were here for a very long time. So they were going to remove that line, which I thought was quite humorous because it also said free and we're not that anymore either. So, yeah, it's happening all over. Poor Tom Jones. I mean, you can't tell a story now. That means you can't watch a TV show. You know, we can't listen to the to Anarchy in the UK anymore. We don't want any Anarchy in the UK, so don't listen to a song called Anarchy in the UK. You know, what, we can't watch murders and deaths and teenage pregnancies and affairs on EastEnders and any other show that we might watch. This is absolutely ridiculous. This is wokeness gone mad. And no, I mean, I might sound fired up about this. I'm not going to get fired up about this. Luckily, Tom Jones has made enough money and that song will go into the annals of history. But the fact that they're using column inches on this, Rick, I find a little bit surprising.
Well, is it not going to be, though, indicative? We have a song being banned, and B, we have a police chief condoning this. Okay, they're backing this. Now, it starts off with Tom Jones by Delilah. But let's be honest here. If you want to look at the contribution towards maybe a balance in society, especially among young males, potentially towards women, I don't think you should be looking at Tom Jones somehow. If you really want to, I think you should be looking at some of the music out there that's openly misogynistic and openly against women and glorifying violence and glorifying drugs and glorifying promiscuity and glorifying everything else. There's a lot of other genres of music out there. And don't forget TV.
Rap music.
Don't forget rap music. And what's on the television? Look at what's on Hollywood movies. Look at what's on TV programs. And computer games are actually the worst thing of all. If you look at a computer game like Grand Theft Auto, you can play a killer, a pimp, a drug dealer. You can run over a prostitute.
Yeah.
Yeah. But do you see what I mean? Surely, if anything, if we want to point the finger of blame to anything that's causing an increase in violence towards women, I would hazard to say that old Tom Jones should be the last person that's branded with this, because it doesn't have any bearing singing that song in a stadium. But I think what it's going to do is, I think it's going to provoke more people to sing it and sing it even louder at the moment. And I'm glad to see that. I can't wait to the next rugby match. They're going to raise the roof off the place singing Delilah.
But if you're a very famous Australian actress called Nicole Kidman and you live in America and you're a fabulously big star and you are in with the globalists and the World Economic Forum and you happily did a video for Vanity Fair eating bugs, then you are allowed to appear for years on a TV show called Pretty Little Liars, where you get slapped around by your husband in virtually every episode, including being raped, and you will win an award for that. But bye-bye, Tom Jones.
It's crazy. I think it's the beginning of, you know, if you think about this in 1984 terms, George Orwell's 1984 terms, you won't be able to watch certain things. You won't be able to say certain things. Your police will be... Your speech will be policed. What you can listen to will be policed. And all through, listen, I grew up in listening to metal nonstop in the 80s and 90s. For a long time, even back then, there was a squad called the PMRC in America. They were trying to ban rap music, ban metal music. They said it was causing mass murders and killings. They put those little stickers that you see on CDs, parental advisory, explicit lyrics. All that did was sell more, because when you show a kid something and you say the cover's so evil, we have to put a black plastic wrap around it, you're going to want to buy that. If your parents say you can't have that, you're going to want it even more. And if it says parental advisory, explicit lyrics, you're going to want to listen to it even more. That's the way teenage brains are wired up. At least it was the way mine was wired up. So I think what happened is this is going to backfire. And I think you're going to find a lot of people humming and whistling Delilah all over the place. I mean, like, I might even give it a spin
on Spotify
myself later.
Yeah, no, they're going to sing it loud in the stands. That's what it's going to be every single game. They're going to sing, my. They'll sing it so loud.
We should do our own version of it here, just to hack off Mark Drakeford and dedicate it to him, who, by the way, someone has put up in the live chat, his wife passed away last week. I think she was 66. He was banging on about how he was so glad to get her vaccinated, and he was living in the garden shed for a while because he didn't want to kill his wife and mother-in-law. And someone's put a message there to say, Drakeford is probably responsible for killing more Welsh women over the last 1 to 2 years with his vaccine rollout push than Tom Jones ever did. And I think that's a very good point. And he won't get banned, is right. We should ban Mark Drakeford. But anyway, that's just something that caught my eye, and it looks like it's going to develop. And hopefully it will end up in a massive kickback and more people will actually jokingly dismiss it as being absolute totalitarianism nonsense, which is exactly what it is. A lot of other stuff going on at the minute here. Let me see. Yeah, here's another one. British Gas went undercover with British Gas, right? And they filmed them breaking in to vulnerable people's houses and forcibly installing prepay or pay-as-you-go meters, even when they were known to have extreme vulnerabilities and disabilities. The Times of the UK, the famous newspaper, has reported there's been a massive almighty kickback about this. Old Grant Shupp saying he's horrified when he saw the footage of this. You have a goon squad from British Gas pushing their way into the homes of vulnerable people with disabilities, learning difficulties, people that can't do anything to defend themselves from this happening, and forcibly installing prepay meters or pay-as-you-go meters into people's houses. Now, they've been rumbled on it. They've been rumbled and they're backpedaling furiously on it. But does it not just go to show that they will push and push and take advantage of people and their lack of awareness of what their rights are, or that the fact that if they say something has to be done, it doesn't necessarily have to be done. They're preying on the ignorance and the weakness and vulnerability of certain people. And is that not really what the governments have been doing to us en masse for the last 3 years, just preying on ignorance and vulnerability?
Yeah, of course. And, you know, it is this, you know, giant transference of wealth, because if you look at the figures from these energy companies, I'm sure it's the same in the UK as here in Australia, as they're tripling their profits. And essentially, they're not paying any more for their product that they're giving us, but we are paying more. And I guess it gives them a reason to do things like this, to go in and do gas meters and prepays and smart meters and all that stuff. And it just goes to show that this sort of iron dome that I believe the government had above people's heads, protecting them from foreign enemies and all that kind of stuff, and protecting them from threats and making sure that their own citizens had a great life, that's all gone. That has disappeared into the wind, and people are just being treated like absolute dirt by their own governments, and it makes me really sad. And it's often people, as you say, older people, they've worked their entire lives, they don't know what's going on, and these people rock up on a day when they don't have any family present or anyone to sort of interpret what's going on for them. I just hope in the future, because I do think we're gonna break this down, because this is so embarrassing for these companies and for the individuals doing it. I hope we create these giant lists of people that were responsible for making these decisions, because they can never hold public office ever again. This is out and out cruelty.
It is. And if I can jump into something else here, it's a tie back to what we were saying about the influence, for example, of computer games like Grand Theft Auto. And by the way, I'm not a believer that a game in and of itself or a song in and of itself can make somebody go out and commit a violent act. I think somebody has to have a predisposition towards that type of behavior, and maybe certainly exposure to violent films or extreme content in music or video games. That can certainly add fuel to the fire, but in and of itself, it can't be used as an excuse to trigger something. But it's a very powerful tool to seed concepts and ideas into young, impressionable minds. And there's a story here that Libs of TikTok from Twitter, which is an amazing account, at Libs of TikTok, an incredible account for shining a light on this woke nonsense that's destroying kids' mental health. They have highlighted this week that there's a very famous computer game called The Sims that's played by all sorts of people. You build up your own virtual city. You can run it however you want. You can be your own character. The Sims game has announced a new update, check this out, which has the option to make teenage characters non-binary or transgender and give them double mastectomy scars and chest binders. And it's advertised as a 12 plus years video game. So basically, they're teaching young, healthy girls that it's okay okay to chop off their breasts. Unbelievable. And you can actually have a character there where you can select a girl or a female or whatever it happens to be. And if you want to, you can give your character a double mastectomy in the game and show them with no top on and two big lines across their chest where their breasts used to be. Nicola, this is being sold to 12-year-olds right now. Is this not abuse? Is this not child abuse by proxy?
No, this is propaganda. So, and child abuse, but yeah, it's propaganda. And when it's interesting language you use, this is being sold to kids. It's being sold to kids more than in the practical way, Rick. It's being sold to kids as a concept. Obviously, that's why it's in there. In Australia, we have posters that are popping up even in small towns in the outback, and they position them so they can be seen by people in cafes having their morning coffee. And these posters are of very young people, teenagers in wheelchairs. And one of the quotes is that I dream of a world where disability is the norm and able-bodied is not. So what they're trying to promote, and of course it's on the back of this vaccine rollout, is that disability will be completely normal, so don't question it or why it happened, and that these children that wish to mutilate their own bodies because they've been indoctrinated to do so by, you know, schools are telling these kids to do this. Parents in Australia, in Victoria, it's a crime, you know, for parents to try and talk their children out of this or even have a conversation with them about it from sort of the age of five. They want children to go down a very dark path here. It's pretty Mengele-ish because, you know, a lot of these kids can't even tie their own shoelaces yet. But they see it in a game. It's like abuse, okay? So you normalize it because it's everywhere, and it's like the normalization of abuse, and it's why people stay in abusive marriages for 20 and 30 years because they don't know any different because they see it all the time. And that's why we need clear heads like ours to say to people, this ain't normal. This is not right.
It's not normal. Yeah. I'm gonna hold fire on that. I want to pick up that topic, for example, about the normalization of disability, etc. There's another story that I want to touch on real quick, but we've got to take a break. So when we come back, we'll look at this. This is to do with a man in Norway, which, believe it or not, will link into what you're seeing in Australia. So listeners, don't go away. We'll be right back after this short ad break here on TNT Radio.
With his expert analysis and opinion,
this is TNT Radio's Timothy Shea.
Dear Jacinda, we the biologically intact people of the world note with some interest your decision to step down as Prime Minister of New Zealand. We wish you much success in your future endeavors. However, we couldn't help but also notice that neither you nor anyone in your immediate family have died suddenly. Nor have Andrew Cuomo, Kathy Hochul, Gretchen Whitmer, Charlie Baker, Larry Hogan, Gavin Newsom, Mike DeWine, Bill Lee, nor any of the other fascist dictators who mandated clot shots for their constituencies, nor is anyone in their immediate families. Given the shocking numbers of others in the public eye, from high school athletes to professional footballers and football players to prominent newsreaders who have succumbed to gene jab injuries, we can't help but suspect that you've not complied with your own diktats. Accordingly, before you will be permitted to return to polite society, you and your family are hereby directed to report for forensic blood work to determine whether you did indeed receive the actual mRNA gene therapy injections, you call them vaccines, including all boosters. If it is determined that you only received saline or no injections at all, you will be administered all five shots in the same office visit. Godspeed, and don't you dare darken our doorstep again. It's for the greater good. For MAGAInstitute.com, this is Timothy Shea for TNT Radio.
Messages for Shana, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're with Nicola Charles and Rick Munn on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Okay, so this is another story that's come out this week. A man in Norway is sparking backlash after being sympathetically profiled on TV for his trans disability. Jorund Victoria Alm is an able-bodied man but uses a wheelchair almost all the time because he identifies as a woman who is paralyzed. So here we have a guy in a wheelchair saying, I'm a disabled lady. And people are actually saying, that's okay. That's okay. We respect that and we sympathize with that. Nicola, if I grew up, well, I did grow up in the, you know, the 70s and 80s. If I was a teenager or a 20-year-old man and I started jumping into a wheelchair and saying, listen, I'm a disabled woman, I would like to think my friends and family. Yeah, I'd like to think my friends and family would have taken me to the nearest, you know, rehabilitation center and at least got me some help to do with my mind. But now it's being encouraged. Is this not the root problem of all of this? Insanity is being encouraged, and not only encouraged, but you hit the nail on the head when you say normalized. When you normalize it becomes part of the culture, and then more and more people see it, and more people are introduced to the concept of it, and younger people are doing it. It's a controlled takedown of sanity, let alone the economy, and let alone anything else. Our sanity itself is under attack here, because people are actually, if you speak out against this, like if you were to go up to that guy in the street and say, listen, catch yourself on, mate. You're a fully able-bodied man. You could be you could be arrested or fined or demonized for stating the obvious and for telling the truth.
Yeah, it's a deliberate act to destabilize the mental health, mental well-being and stability emotionally of an entire generation, probably a couple of generations. Mm-hmm. And what's going on is extremely dark. And I actually, about a month ago, read an article online about a young lady in Australia who was also able-bodied and also in a wheelchair. And she also, she was very young, she also wanted to identify as a disabled person. And in the article, she said she hoped one day when she grew up to have an operation that would sever her spinal cord so it would make it real. And when I read that, I actually thought to myself, we need to stop these people, because you look at the conspiracy theorists and you think about Nazis and the Fourth Reich and all that stuff. They've done something here to our young people that is so appalling by normalizing this, by essentially, if you look at it on the fluff level, they've turned it into a fashion. So it's a fashion in a way to be disabled with adverse reactions from the jab, you know, and of course we want people to speak about their adverse reactions, but there are so many pictures and videos of, you know, guys with walking sticks because they've only got one leg now. And there's pictures of models in California and they've got she's got no arms and legs. And so they have to take care of her every need. And so they're seeing it constantly around them. And I think it was designed for them to see it constantly around them. So if they're not one of those with adverse reactions, they now want to be one of those with adverse reactions. And I just envisage this massive team of hundreds of extremely dark, devious, evil psychologists creating this scenario where something that would never have been sought out in our generations is being sought out now, because you wouldn't have needed your family and friends to give you a slap and tell you you were acting crazy if you got in a wheelchair, Rick, because your teachers would have had you sectioned, your doctor, your society would have had you sectioned. Why? Because we used to believe in good mental health. We used to believe in stability, and we actually, it went the other way with us. We didn't like people who were even vaguely unstable. You know, if someone raised their voice, we thought, oh God, here we go. This guy's a whack job, you know. And now people can say the most outrageous things, and if you don't use the correct pronouns and you don't accept the fact that they want to become disabled to join all these other disabled people, we're the ones with issue. In fact, we could be committing a crime if we don't use their right pronouns. It's crazy.
And is it not also offensive to people that actually have genuine disabilities? Yes. They can't get around. They're not upwardly mobile. And then you have someone who's an otherwise able-bodied person who says, no, I am disabled. I want to be treated that way. I can't move about. I can't walk. And in reality, they can. But society has to acknowledge that. It's off the lunacy scale. And you mentioned also about when you mix in surgery with all this, right, permanent, non-reversible destructive surgery to all this, the damage that that causes, not just on a physical level, but a mental level, lasts forever. So we have now what I would only describe as butchers that are carrying out surgery on teenagers, male and female, to make them, to remove the genitals, to remove the breasts, one thing and another, to vulnerable kids that their parents are bringing along to these clinics, and doctors are sitting smiling at them saying, yes, we can help you. We can help you to transition. We can make your dreams come true, with a big smile. And then maybe when it happens, when the surgery happens and the anesthetic wears off and the bandages are removed, the damage that's caused to a teenage brain when, as I say, a teenage boy who has removed his genitals, maybe in 2 to 3 years time, thinks, what have I done? What have I done?
Yeah.
There's no going back from that. Or a girl who's removed her breasts or whatever, had her forearm skin removed to make some fake phallus that she thinks she's going to become. This is nothing to do with the body. This is all to do with the mind. And they're not treating kids, and they're enabling this, they're facilitating this, they're encouraging this.
And so are the parents, though, Rick. There are parents who do. Yeah, they do photographs for Instagram. I'm not on Instagram anymore. I was kicked off because I tell the truth. But there are parents on Instagram, mothers primarily, and people send me the photos, who are stood next to their adolescent. They're not even teenagers yet. They're like 11, 12, 13. They're adolescent daughters. And they're like, oh, you know, she wants to be a boy. We're so happy she had a full breast removal today. And they're showing the scars because she can, because she's not a girl anymore. If she was a girl, she wouldn't be able to get her boobs out, obviously. But they're gone now, so she just flashes the scars, and the mum's leaning with her head all proud. And I look at that photo and I think, there's an entire family of mental illness there, an entire family, and it's state sponsored.
It's state sponsored and enabled. And that's the thing, when the mother puts the pictures up and she's got her one or two clicks and a few thumbs up from her woke friends, it's her daughter or her son that will ultimately be scarred for life, not just physically. And there's no going back from that, by the way. When you amputate a limb, or you amputate or remove a part of the body, you can try and reconstruct it all you like, but it's not the same as what you were naturally born with. And the amount of mental damage that does to kids that were influenced, let's just say, when they were adolescents, or they were going through, like Nicola Sturgeon would have kids believe from 4 years of age in Scotland that they can't define their gender and they can be whatever they want to be, and then they enforce it through school. By the time they get to 13, 14, Nicola, and think, hey, I have the option to carry this through to its finality, and they do that, What happens in 3 or 4 years, maybe, if they realize they've made a horrible mistake? It's not just, okay, I can take off my dress or I can take off my stockings. No, there's body parts have been removed, and there's no coming back from that one psychologically. It must be a living hell for those kids, a living hell.
And I can see what's going to happen. You know, I'm old enough, you know, a few generations old, I'm old enough to see where this is going to go. And it's going to be like, you know, when we were growing up and we saw those documentaries about the kids with thalidomide, and they didn't get any arms because their mums were given this anti-sickness drug. My mum was given this anti-sickness drug. I could have been a victim of that also. And so they do documentaries and, oh, we'll never let this happen again, you know, and it's like Nuremberg. That's why we have the Nuremberg Code. We'll never let this happen again. In 10 years' time, 15 years' time, 20 years' time, we are going to see hundreds of thousands, potentially millions of these kids grown up. Some of these politicians better hope these kids don't grow up and decide to come and find them because of what they've done to them. But I guarantee you they'll be on television. They'll be in documentaries saying, how could you let this happen? You know, our parents and our grandparents let us down. And by the way, here's a picture of my mom stood next to me on Instagram proud because I hacked off my boobs. I mean, these kids are going to be so messed up. And then what happens? This is why government loves all this. Then what's happened? They are going to be on minimum basic income because they're not going to have confidence to go to work. They're not going to know which way is up. They're going to want to go backwards and back to who they were before, because I've seen so many documentaries, and this is why I always question it, with adults who transitioned and they regret it. They regret it so much, and it's painful to listen to their stories. That's what we're going to see in the future. And you know what? It wasn't just state sponsored. It was parental sponsored as well.
Yeah, you would think, well, as a parent yourself, me being a parent, my first role and responsibility is to protect my children or my child. Okay, I have one daughter, is to protect my child. So I'm super protective over my daughter, obviously to provide for them, to love them, nurture them. But there's an innate human instinct or a parental instinct, or at least there should be, to protect your children from everything. Yeah. Physically protect them, shield them spiritually, mentally as well, until they become of a certain age where they go out into the world and they do their own thing. The parents are feeling this horribly. And I'm looking at the chat here. There's a lot of people reacting to what we're saying here and agreeing with it. Brooksy has said it very well. He said, it's an inverted world in the making. Everything is inverted right now. So that which is good is called evil. That which is evil is called good. Totally. That which is insane is called normal. And that which is normal is called insane or intolerant, and so on and so forth. Ananto says, at the root of all this, it is satanic. I do believe that myself. That's my own personal view on it. This is being engineered and orchestrated by the devil himself through his minions on earth. This is a spiritual war. We're not fighting flesh and blood. We're fighting principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. That's my take on it. And absolutely nobody walking the planet can convince me otherwise. This is demonic. This is evil. This is wicked. Hell's bells, Nicola. They're trying to normalize pedophilia. They're trying to normalize genital mutilation for children. And listen, for many, many years, how many people cried and said, what they're doing in Africa is horrible. The Somalians and the Maasai people, they're mutilating their daughters. They're performing female genital mutilation. It's horrible. Yep. It should stop. It's an abuse of human rights. And the same people are taking their own daughters and sons to gender reassignment clinics and having their genitals removed completely. That's the point at which I'm just getting warmed up now, just as the music's playing here. But yeah, it's the end of the show, Nicola.
All you have to do to protect your kids is just wait. Wait until they're adults. Yeah. Ask them to wait and make a decision then. That's it. Easy peasy.
Exactly. If I had my way, you don't even want to see me when I was 16, the stuff that I was into. Thank God I never ended up going down that route. But I'm just saying, they're young, formative minds. We need to protect them, not to encourage madness among them. Nicola, thank you so very much. Another week has passed.
Thank you.
You are now relieved of duty. You can go and enjoy yourself on your Friday night.
Thank you. I hope
you have a great one. I'll be back after the news with Johnny Weissman. Looking forward to speaking with him here on TNT Radio. Do not go away.